Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Sunday, the 5th of January 2014, and it is the end of our love affair with the school holidays. Today is the last day of the school holidays. The kids head back tomorrow. I've spent the last couple of days doing an awful lot of life laundry with my husband, so there has been a large number of black sacks dropped down to the local charity shops full of clothes for them to sell on, hopefully at a profit. And I managed to find the bottom of my wash basket, which, you know, it might sound incredibly humdrum, but, you know, not only do I work at home, but I also stay at home. So to manage to get to the bottom of the wash basket is no mean feat in my shoes. So we have battened down the hatches. We're expecting another severe storm and quite a large storm surge. It's probably not going to hit the east coast of Ireland until tomorrow morning. So I think, well, I've just read a couple of reports that the water is coming over the seawall at Clontarf, which is towards Dublin city centre. It's a good bit away from us. There's quite a large tidal surge due today anyway at high tide. It would be, what time is it now? Yeah, it's just about high tide now in Dublin. So tomorrow we're expecting a high storm surge as well as a high tide. So I suspect that we might actually get a record-breaking high tide in and around the Dublin area. But of course, I don't live technically in the Dublin area. I live on the very, very outskirts of Dublin County. I don't live in a city area. I live in what could be technically called one of the very few country towns in the county of Dublin. I'm surrounded by farmland, even though I live in an estate, but we also live on the side of a cliff. Quite a high cliff, thankfully. But it does mean that when the winds come in, that it can be incredibly, incredibly windy here in the house. But so long as it's just wind we get, and so long as the storm surge doesn't come up the cliff, I think we'd be okay. We're about 200, 300 metres away from the coastline. So even if the sea does breach the cliff, it not only does it have height to travel to get to the house, but it also has a distance to travel. So I'd be extremely surprised if it makes it this far. Anyway, so what is coming up for me for the week ahead? Well, it's back to work with a bang for me now tomorrow morning. The five-year-old has to go back to school. So he's very excited about that. He's been counting down the days on the calendar and reading them out to me and telling me how many more sleeps he has to get him to back to school. So he's incredibly excited about that, which is lovely to see. And I'm delighted for him. So he's really looking forward to school tomorrow. Myself and the two-year-old will stay at home. And I have an awful lot of work to catch up on. I think I was totting up the number of articles that I have to write, and it's into double digits anyway. So they have to be done within the next week. And I have quite a number of recipes to shoot as well. I think over the next week or so, I think it sums up, I've got about 7 recipes to shoot between blog and client shoots. And hopefully I've finished up on the editing process for the book. So that's good. But I suspect I may have to add in 1 or 2 extra client shoots over the next couple of days. But I guess, you know, the bonus of doing the client shoots is that every time I take a photograph, every time I set up my kitchen. And by the way, if you follow me on Instagram, you will have spotted some behind the scenes photos over the last couple of days. I'm on Instagram as instagram.com/wholesomeireland, all one word. I shot a picture of my office workspace and my food prep stroke photography workspace yesterday. And you'll see that I have a very, very small space to work with. So every time I rig up a shot, every time I take a shot, every time I photograph some food, I learn from what I'm doing. There's no shame in admitting that I am learning every time. I mean, every time I write a piece, I'm learning from that as well. And I think it's part of the cycle of being human. I would be very disappointed if I ever got to a point where I said, right, that's it, that's my learning done. So I'm really enjoying working on shoots for clients, because every time I do them, I'm learning from them. And sometimes even more so than when I'm learning from doing my own shoots, because I have to live up to somebody else's expectations as well as my own. Mind you, some of my own expectations can be fairly high at that. I guess I am my own best and worst critic, because I would put a high standard on what I expect of myself. And perhaps that's something that I need to work on in the year ahead. Anyway, whatever you're up to over the next week, have a really good one. I hope that if your kids are going back to school, that you manage to keep them dry and warm over the next couple of days. If you're based over in the US, in the Midwest, I hope you're keeping warm. My goodness, that seems like a very cold storm front that has approached. I know an awful lot of my friends are freezing cold at the moment. You'll find me on all social networks as Wholesome Ireland, apart from Twitter, where I am at Wholesome IE.